Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday.
Boy, that is a hot hit. They sure can sing, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Just amazing.
That's their new song, Diamonds,
That is their new song.
Yep.
Excellent pronoun use, Vincent.
Thank you.
All right, so we have some serious stuff happening in the world. Let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, darn. I had my glasses all ready, and then I put them down because I had to make that stupid crack about they. All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. Woo. Nigleria Fowleri.
That
has nothing to do with the tag. I have this anxiety because you're going to test me on it. So I'm trying to stay current with that. Sorry.
You got it.
Well, if you just keep doing it, then we won't have to test you. We'll know that you have it down.
Well, if you catch me without the page where I spelled it phonetically, you're going to have me. So honestly, I've got to keep that.
Nicole
handy.
And Brent, do not forget. There's no way I'm remembering that. Actually, you know what? Here, I'll write it on my thing.
Anyway, no, don't write it.
Yeah, I'm writing
The first presidential debate is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. There's that. The 49ers won over the weekend, and a big Monday night football game tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens. Those are two of the best young quarterbacks in the league going head-to-head really early in the season. Should be a lot of fun tonight. That's around 5:15 or 5:30. And the NBA Finals are set. Miami Heat versus the Lakers. That starts Wednesday. The fires burning in the North Bay are very, very serious. And there are evacuations ordered all over the place. Napa, Santa Rosa, Sonoma. Obviously, we want to thank our first responders for being there and helping that situation. You want to, if you can find their Twitter handle, which isn't that hard, under Cal Fire, just find the specific area you're in. You'll be able to get updates on everything that's happening. It's really useful. And they also do a great job of having, at least they did for the fire near my house very recently, they do press conferences every morning and every night. And they, if you're in a town where this happens, they set up a full station where everybody is centered. And that just happened to be right down the street from my house. So you can see just how many people turn out to help. It's impressive. And you can't thank Cal Fire first responders enough. You can't thank police first responders enough. So thank you. And hopefully you had a go bag ready and got out okay. Yep. And you'll be able to return home soon. All right. I wanted to mention this because you just ate it. And I thought, what?
What did
Sarah's
I
Sarah's on the cutting edge of trends right now. As apparently, according to Grubhub, the trendiest fall food in the United States is chowder.
Oh, I love chowder.
Clam chowder.
Got to be right. Got to get the right stuff. You don't want the big, thick, globby stuff.
Well, what do you want?
Put it in my mouth.
You want thin, it's a thin broth. It's a white broth, but it's a thin broth. The true New England clam chowder is not the gloppy crap that you get a lot of places. You know, it's like pudding. No. It's supposed to be thin. It's actually supposed to have a skim of butter over the top, too.
Is there anything you don't put butter on?
If I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Cereal?
You put butter on your soup? Really?
It's just the way that you cook it, the butter, you know, the butter, the oil will rise to the top and you stir it in. But when you let it, when it's just sitting there, it's like a little skim. Oh, my God. You know who made, God, this neighbor of ours used to make the best clam chowder. Just sick. Needs tons of clams, tons of potatoes, you know, all the stuff. Old base.
Well,
seasoning.
Does John must make a good one, right?
John doesn't make chowder. He doesn't know. He's like, I don't even know that he's ever tried. I bet he'd make a good one. But it's hard to make. It's hard to make the really good, authentic New England clam chowder. The stuff you get in the can, that is, come on. You know? But I will say that, again, ding, dang, shame. Seafood peddler, decent.
All right.
Shame.
Decent clam chowder. Had ourselves some lobster rolls on Friday, National Lobster Day. Delicious.
Well, that is the trendiest fall food as we head into the fall season. So people are into the clam chowder. The other trendy fall foods include creamy lobster Alfredo, meatball and tomato ragu.
Ooh, yum.
And chicken pot pie.
Oh, chicken pot pie.
And the top fall alcoholic drink is hard apple cider.
All right.
Which I don't. I've never had that.
That's not for real drinkers. Come on. That's just like somebody saying, all right, I'll try some. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is a waste of time, you know.
Right. Oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this, you know, at the top, but I was too busy trying to remember Nigleria Fowleri. The weather is going to be really hot all week. So we're not hitting anywhere near that super ridiculous spike we got a couple weeks back, but it's going to be hot. And so you should just.
It was hot this weekend. Yeah, if it's, and that sounds like that's the trend.
Walking, we were in the 90s at my house. What were you at?
In the 90s. Yeah. High 90s. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we didn't break 100, though. But it was still like a wall of heat when you'd walk out. It was like walking into an oven.
Well, I mean, but you're mostly in the house other than your trip to Angel Island, right?
Which, by the way, the weather was fine. It was like the Millbrae of the bay.
Oh, get off me.
No.
Perfectly said. According to a new study, this is good for people who, you know, look, being shut in is not great, and there's a lot going on out there in the world, and it can certainly work on your nerves. In fact, I have a story that dentists are seeing more cracked teeth.
Oh, like because people just
of
grinding
the, because of the grinding God. And the clenching at night, dentists are seeing an epidemic of cracked teeth. So here is one way to help keep that tension down. They say watching videos of cute animals for 30 minutes can cut your... This may have been put out by YouTube specifically. After watching The Social Dilemma, they're capable of anything. So anyway, they say it can cut your anxiety by 35 to 50%. I do love it. You can't help but, you know, whatever it is, a monkey, a koala, what, you know.
Anything, a little cute thing.
They're so, it's just so, it feels innocent anyway. I mean, until they throw crap at people and then you're like, what did you just do? Wow.
What are you, horrible creature, you.
That is not nice. But anyway, cute animals can lower your blood pressure and your heart rate. So consider a little session with some cute animals, maybe puppies. That never goes wrong.
It doesn't. And that, honestly, right. Then you wind up with a puppy, though. So that has gone wrong. If you get on YouTube and you just like, you know, cutest kitten ever, and then it just keeps. Oh, look at that puppy and a bunny. Oh, my God. They love each other. Oh, look at the puppy.
Oh, little baby snails, huh?
Why are those? Why is that snail shaking his booty? Oh, those ducks are following that lady.
Oh, she's the duck mom.
My blood pressure is so low right now.
Every single person who watched adorable animals doing adorable things saw their stress drop to a healthy level. So it's something worth considering. Cute
look at those monkeys hugging. Oh, they love each other.
So Halloween's right around the corner. I know that my neighbor, who's done a spectacular job, well, they've just moved in a year and a half ago or so. So, but last year was unbelievable, the job they did on their Halloween decorations.
Oh, and they were out so all bummed about this weekend. Oh, were they decorating anyway?
They were out all day decorating yesterday, and I didn't even want to look. I just waited it out so. You know, but this morning I gave it a peek and I was like, they added to it. They found new stuff. It's just, they do a great job. It's fun. I'm I think you people should decorate anyway. Yes, Sarah, your hand
what
is up.
Are your? Have you guys discussed what your Halloween plans are going to be? Have you have like a neighborhood thing going? Or
we haven't discussed it yet. There are yeah. we have costumes, so something's happening, even if it's just within our own home here. So I think the neighborhood kids will do some kind of get together. I don't know if it was Friday night, but one of the neighbors in their front yard, a couple doors down. They did a movie night out on their driveway in their front yard. And the kids were able to, with masks, they all put out lawn chairs, little, you know, flat things. And they all just, with some space between them, got to watch. Oh, what did they watch? I can't remember. Coco.
The Exorcist?
I think it was Coco. But whatever it was, it was cool because my daughter's mood has improved significantly since she's been able to do at least a little bit of playtime and see some other kids her own age. It's been a lot of help.
That is great, right? It's that's what kids are all about. I mean, it's so hard. It's so hard on them. It's hard on everyone, but that sucks. When you're a kid, that's all you want to do is play with your friends.
Right. I mean, that's your job, really. I mean, I've told her this a million times. She's been raised on the idea that her job is to play and learn. I've been telling her that since she was old enough to understand anything. Your job's to play and learn. I want you to have fun, but you also have to learn everything that people are trying to teach you. Pay attention. Yep. So, it sucks that she can't play. That's the most right. One of the most important parts of being a kid.
Absolutely.
There's a company that makes sexy pop culture Halloween costumes, and they've done just about everything. You know, I mean, I can't think of all the pop culture things from even last year, but this year they plan to release a sexy Tiger King, and some kind of a sexy TikTok costume is in the works for this year.
Do we really need that? I feel like the costume is a bikini.
Maybe you're right. You're probably right. That's probably part of it. But their vice president of merchandising just announced, though, that there will be no sexy COVID costume, quote, "There's nothing sexy about that."
That is true.
And the Tiger King is?
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's totally sexy. Are you kidding
really?
Me? What's sexier than tigers, Ben? Everyone knows that. Didn't you hear that Doc Slapley or whatever his name was?
Yeah, it was super...
Stagler? Antler?
Super creepy. Dak,
Antler.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Whatever it is. Yeah, he's creepy as hell.
Ugh.
I found the whole thing super yucky, and I wanted to shower after
but
all of that.
But weirdly sexy, yeah.
No, that didn't come out of me at all.
Yeah. Joe Exotic. I mean, those tattoos, especially that one tattoo that one of his husbands had. Ooh, good one. Property.
Oh, in the belly, yeah.
Joe Exotic, whatever it said, you know. Something like that. So sexy. Oh, my God. The gaps in the teeth.
Hey, are you going to bring up Big Brother or what, by the way?
Nah, I'm not going to. I will say, as much as I like the show, nothing is happening on that show. Nothing unexpected is happening. Nothing interesting is happening.
How dare
you? I just...
I am watching Sunday Night Football. It's tied up. And I see it's 8 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, if I don't turn over and watch, I know she's going to start quizzing me on it. So I flipped out of Aaron Rodgers, and I can't think of the other guy's name. Drew Brees. There they are, dueling and tied up and in the fourth quarter. And you got nothing for me for Big Brother?
Why don't you just DVR these things? I don't understand why you have to flip to that. I mean, the way that TV works now, you don't have to watch things.
Because I don't want to DVR a game that I don't necessarily care about. I certainly won't watch it, you know, last night. And I'll
DVR
see the outcome.
Brother.
So Big Brother's over. Look, we're done.
Yeah.
With it.
Look, if it starts to get interesting, I will say I came to the conclusion I don't like any of those people. I don't want any of them to win. Even the people who aren't attached to the big alliance are—they're just not playing the game well. I mean, come on, Kevin and David are just like—it's not an all-star thing. So that's why I haven't said anything about it. Because what's there to say?
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's what you guys had to say. Already decorated for Halloween. Doesn't matter if it's end of days or here. It's going to be Halloween at my house. Says 510. Good. That's nice to hear.
That is good. You should celebrate. We should find things to celebrate.
I'm pretty sure a beautiful woman wearing nothing but a face mask would be a sexy COVID costume. You bet. Hard to get, you know, a beautiful woman to go along with that, but, you know, if you can.
If you look on TikTok, it looks like beautiful women will go along with that. I mean, it seems like that's where all the beautiful women are, and they are in a some kind of competition to still have clothes on and yet have the least. It is.
I have not fallen for TikTok yet. Oh, you can't sell me on it.
I don't. You shouldn't. Because all you see on there is naked ladies, or practically naked ladies.
True.
You don't want that. Really, what else do you see? Oh, yeah, cooking.
You know, Anita watches it a bunch. She's learning how to do all these little house tours this trip. How to clean certain things and take these things apart. I'm like, wow, where'd you learn that from? TikTok. I go, wow. There are other
things. They do have some good life hacks on there.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
925 says, real clam chowder is a staple for fishing offshore northeast. Dang it, I can't do it. No cream, they say. None. Is that the red clam chowder? Is that the one they're talking about?
Red clam isn't that New York clam chowder?
I don't know.
Manhattan clam chowder.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure how you make it. All I know is that when it's legit, it's thin. It is white though, so maybe it has milk and not cream. I don't know. All I know is the pudding stuff that you get, that's not authentic. Come on.
All right.
Jay, what's wrong with that thing? Oh, come on, Jay. Oh, my God. That's thick like pudding. It's ridiculous.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, let me look. Let's see. People who are bored in the pandemic decided that they're going to have music careers. People with music careers just got a huge payday. And we'll revisit that Bill Murray Doobie Brothers thing after
this. All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.